Good morning, Jeff. Today we are talking about international and ethnic cuisine in our fair city. And did you know that the road to international food scene fair in Omaha began in Lenexa, Kansas?
No. So, all roads lead to Lenexa?
Right. Okay. So one of my good friends lives in Kansas City and belongs to the Lenexa Community Center and sent me a blurb about a trip that was put together by the community center called 10 Countries Without a Passport, a foodie trip to Omaha, Nebraska. So I was very curious how that came to be, and I called the community center to find out about it. It's an annual trip that they put together every year. They bring folks up on a bus. They love the ethnic and international scene in Omaha so much that they do it every year. They hit 10 different types of food in 2 days. That's my kind of trip.
A big tour, a big tour bus kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Huh. And talked a lot about how the food culture is so supportive too, that they'll go and go to a Greek Orthodox church and learn not only about the food but about the traditions that go with it. So I took a look around our fair city and found, just through my very unscientific research, more than 20 different ethnic varieties. Now, name a few of your favorites.
Well, my old stomping ground, South Omaha, you got to go get a street taco, and Greek food
Italian,
is always good. Italian. Well, of course.
French food. For you,
yeah,
of course. Well, there are some other kind of unusual offerings. I just wanted to hit on a few of those that I think we got to all challenge ourselves to get out of our comfort zone and try some different food. There's a new Caribbean place that just opened on Cumming Street. Called Ellie's, and their specialty is a plantain burger.
Whereabouts on Cumming?
16th and Cumming,
so it's
not too far from the stadium.
Plantain.
Yeah,
a
plantain
burger,
and they've got a beautiful outdoor patio. Have you ever had Ethiopian food?
It's been a while. It's
delicious.
Same
here, and the Lalabella, I think I'm saying that right, is known for their injera, which is like a sour fermented pancake-like flatbread that you use for all the food. It's so delicious.
Diane, this happens every time.
I know, you're
hungry. You don't bring any food.
Middle Eastern food, I'm pretty sure I've seen you at Amsterdam Kebabs.
Oh, yeah, in Dundee.
Yeah,
the fries and
it's so good.
The falafel. Yeah, it's so good. And I always get the spicy one, and then
so do I.
I know, but the garlic.
Oh,
extra sauce.
So good.
I may regret it later, but I do it anyway.
How about Nepalese food?
Oh, like momos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a good momo, which, you know, is a dumpling made with pork or chicken. They're handmade. And it's just a great way to get a sense of a culture because we all know that language is food and food is language.
It is.
And I'm just so excited to learn that there are so many other things to try in the city brought by people who grew up with those foods and have
a passion
for them. So let's challenge ourselves to try some new food.
That's a great idea.
You can have an international experience in Omaha without a passport or even having to get on a bus.
Love it.
All right.
Thanks, Diane.
See you next time.